This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
The small island nation of Singapore has emerged as one of the advanced hubs in biomedical research and development in all of Asia. Its healthcare system was ranked second by the Bloomberg Healthcare Efficiency Index, and more than 30 leading pharmaceutical companies have chosen Singapore as their base for operations in this region. What makes Little Singapore so unique, special, and attractive for pharmaceutical R&D? I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of the IA Global Forum. Today, we take a closer look at this question with an expert from Singapore. Mr. Jin Shun is Head of Regulatory Affairs, Asia Pacific, Middle East, and Africa for Sandoz, a unit of Novartis. Welcome, Jin Shun.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alberto.
Jin Shun serves on the program committee for the Singapore annual meeting in March 2019, co-sponsored by DIA and the Duke National University of Singapore Center of Regulatory Excellence. Thank you for joining me today, Jin Shun. And let me start with kind of a basic question. Why are so many pharmaceutical R&D operations based in Singapore? What's the attraction?
One obvious reason is from geography. So you can see from the map, Singapore is kind of in the middle of Asia Pacific. And nowadays, Asia Pacific market is becoming very attractive for all those international pharmaceutical companies. And just because of this geography reason, Singapore has become such an important city. But of course, geography is no longer the case after, you know, the information technology is developing, and now we have so many measures we can access the information. There are still quite a few advantages. One is the talent. So Singapore has a very good educational system, and the people educated there, so those people, those talent in Singapore, they do have very good English background. They understand the Eastern culture and also the Western culture. So they do have a quite harmonized culture understanding, so make those people more attractive to the market. Right. Of course, we all understand that there are stability on the economy, and also the society is very important for the company to grow. And further to that, Singapore government is focusing on the R&D investment because Singapore is very small and they understand the R&D is the area for Singapore to develop, and this is their core competence.
Jin Shun, Singapore is a small country, but does it have a fair amount of clinical research and clinical studies conducted there? And if so, does that clinical research meet international GCP standards?
Yes. Singapore government understands the importance for Singapore as a small country to follow the international standard. So at the very beginning, when Singapore started to attract those clinical trials in the region, they implement the international GCP standard. So that is from 20, 30 years ago. But nowadays, HSA is continuing trying to improve the standard of the clinical trial, which meets the advanced international standard.
The conference that I mentioned at the beginning, the one sponsored by DIA and Duke NUS, the annual meeting in Singapore, will feature a keynote speech on artificial intelligence in healthcare. In your opinion, how do research integrity, compliance, and ethics apply to utilizing AI in clinical research, particularly in Singapore?
So artificial intelligence, this is a new technology, and this brings new challenge to all the industry, not only healthcare. So I should say, in the healthcare area, sooner or later, artificial intelligence will be implemented in our clinical trial. And then the challenge is how we make sure the data integrity, for example, how we make sure the data generated, for example, meet the international standard, can still be compliant on all the current requirements to register that product. That brings the new challenge for the industry and also for the regulator. It is good to see that the regulator now is putting a very open mindset to talk with the industry, to talk with the AI experts. They also want to learn, and they also want to understand what does it mean. So I would like to say, so the compliance and the integrity cannot be achieved with the combination of the efforts between the industry and the regulator together.
The regulatory system in Singapore has for years been very open and innovative in my experience. Do you expect any changes in the regulatory system in Singapore to accommodate the use of artificial intelligence in clinical research?
Definitely. I should say the answer is yes. But then the question is when. So as I said earlier, artificial intelligence is sooner or later will come to into our life. It will be used in our development activities. Agency itself, they are trying to catch up on those new technology. So I believe Singapore is not an exception. Singapore HSA are also working with other agencies in the world to also try to reference their experience or sometimes to discuss with them to develop relevant regulation or to develop those new ideas on how they regulate the new technology.
Do you know or can you name some of the other agencies in the world that Singapore is collaborating with?
Yes, actually, it is already known that Singapore already collaborates, for example, Swiss agency, Canadian. So those, they already started, but maybe at the current stage, not in the AI area, but they already have this kind of collaboration with a few agencies in the world.
That's right. That's the consortium of the four agencies, as you mentioned, Singapore, Canada, Australia, and Switzerland, on reviewing applications as part of mutual reliance and harmonization and convergence. So that's understood. So perhaps these agencies will also collaborate in the field of AI, you're suggesting?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And finally, Jin-Chun, the regulatory agency of Singapore is the Health Sciences Authority. So the very name of the agency suggests that regulatory science is important in their work. Is that the case, and how so?
Exactly. So if you know the HSA's vision, their HSA vision is to be the leading innovative authority protecting and advancing national and safety. So this is clearly indicates they want to lead the innovation. They want to lead the innovation. And one of their core value is live, again, to repeat, like live innovation. So Singapore agency is always scientific based. They want to introduce the innovative technology. They want to introduce ideas into the society, which will be help for them to benefit for the patient. And also further to that, why I'm saying Singapore HSA is also scientific based. For example, they are setting up an innovation office from April last year. HSA has joined the ICH from November 2017, and also HSA announced their implementation on ECTD at the end of last year. And early this year, also HSA announced a few variation guidelines which do entail, so which is quite in line with the international guideline. So those are the area you can see Singapore agency. They are moving themselves forward. They are scientific based and they are encouraged innovation.
Thank you very much, Jin-Chun. That brings us to the end of our conversation. I appreciate you joining me today with your insights, and I wish you good luck with the Singapore annual meeting.
Thank you very much.
For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.